Hi, it's Martin Krieg, your host. This is easily one of the tougher interviews we've done. We had poor reception in Knoxville. We got cut off a number of times. All those compounded by the fact that I had a computer glitch. But I present it to you, hoping you'll overlook these problems.
It was really cool. It was kind of raining outside, and that didn't really, about an hour before, and kind of setting up, and they had like a big tent out there for the mayor to speak to celebrate with us. And a lot of people from the city as well.
He and Kelly talked about a couple of the initiatives there. Was I correct on that?
Absolutely, yeah. They're doing lots of great signs and creating the maps and figuring out, like, on their map they have it. And, like, you know, any angled ordinance in Knoxville. And she was surprised, actually, because she was going anyway there. So
you said you're in,
I believe, Channel 6 there. They did a little sound bit, little science. You know, how it was going so far and that kind of thing. So that was pretty cool. Myself on TV, I'll hear these sound bites.
Bike coordinator Kelly Seeger, she showed you examples. And is she for Knoxville?
Wanted to bring up herself. And she was really impressed. Any angled parking now has to be back in, and it's for the safety of cyclists.
Bike ramps?
Yeah, they've got lots of all the bike shop streets to avoid and what streets are really bike-friendly. And they don't necessarily have bike lanes on them. You know, maybe some of them do have bike lanes, but they are dedicated bike routes.
Really took care of you. Kelly fed you. She fed you bike shop, where they are Greenie's bike shop.
Yeah, they've been around since like 1895, or in the same. I'm sure you would appreciate. just kind of up on the years again. They're still a little weird because I actually just kind of went over some shipping technique with me because I think a lot of
gears, in other words.
Yeah, the front you have to, you know, you pedal, like, you know, pedal and get it going a little bit and then stop pedaling when you're reaching. Until now, actually, today, my ride today.
Wow. Now, according to you, situation figured out, they've got wide shoulders that I think you call, done right in Tennessee?
They are. It's like if you're driving in the car, then maybe the front or to the grass, you know, on the other side, there's, I'm guessing at least five rail strips are separating the cars from the bicyclist, and you know they're not in the bicyclist with the rumble strips in the lane with the traffic. So, and because they
what was it? You can fit a car in a safety? What is that?
And if someone's car breaks down or something like that, it's a lane of them. There's no parking allowed on them, obviously. But they also double up really.
That's something you mentioned yesterday in our that when you were
right.
When you started out when you left Miami. You were,
absolutely.
What can you tell us about that?
In general, and especially out in the open like this and very just vulnerable. After I woke up that next morning, I just had this, I just kind of, from then on, I just went with that. And getting into that was a little bit difficult. And I think that, you know, it's bad. And to, especially coming away from like being in a family situation where, you know, I have dogs and not understanding exactly why I was doing it from the, you know, the first day, of course. And now I couldn't imagine doing anything else but besides this, just be let go of somehow. That's usually let go of in riding, you know.
99 today?
I rode 90 since I started.
Huh. So mark that from
it's called 11W, and it's 11W.
Knoxville to Kingsport is a really incredible ride, huh?
And there was definitely room for me to ride, and they had a way. So, and from what I understand, it's not going to end here.
Traveling by yourself, part of this ride, I would like to do something like this. But probably even in the case itself, when I did my first ride in 79, you feel like, I think you said yesterday that you're in complete awe of all the time.
I mean, in any way, mean or difficult or any of those things, it's been the exact of a, you know, good, kind people, then that's what the world on this planet at this point. I mean, everyone that I talk to at the convenience, they want to help me so much, and it's such a wonderful experience.
I know that that's how I've done my bike rides.
Then nothing wrong could possibly happen, and try and keep the fear down to a minimum, you know, and that's this beautiful planet that we have. I mean, sole purpose that people think that, you know, they have to travel overseas to our own country.
Wow. What do you do in fear?
Just kind of like, you know, I try to acknowledge that it's there and then not to take away from it because I think that, I mean, everything, and it's like, I think Go ahead.
You challenge yourself to see if you can't make it even better.
Giving back to them in an equal amount. And it's such in return for them to...
To the nuts and bolts of the ride. You gained 3,000 feet still.
Actually, yesterday's that was pretty well uphill climb the entire way. It was nice and gradual, so it wasn't. I've already had another day of riding beyond that. I do the hills with the wind. Like, I think Florida kind of taught me how to deal with the wind. I feel very comfortable riding 15-mile-an-hour headwind, and you're trying to climb with getting on the bunny hills. That was definitely challenging. But somehow I pushed through it and actually made it. I think that day I rode about 75. Amazing what you can talk yourself into doing.
Okay.
It's kind of like this. I mean, the 99 miles today, I was like, I didn't have to make it.
Fantastic. You're in Kingsport right now, and there's a bike club that's hosting you. Is that what I mean?
Club.
And they take you out to dinner, or they're having...
Roland's house and Emily, I believe. I could have that wrong. You know, we had a nice vegetarian dinner that was prepared here at the house, and I think we'll just kind of spend the night avid hiker on the Appalachian Trail. And they've done as well, so.
Wow, that's exciting. Welcome to you. And
thank you,
as
you as well.
I salute you for the daily adventure you share with us here at the National Bicycle Greenway. Thanks and happy pedaling.
I guess just, you know, keep your expectations good.